The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, 27 after 8 in Sydney, 27 after 7 in Queensland. This is a big story. The intelligence community saying that the United States is under cyber attack. Harley.
And consistently so, I mean continually. Leaders are saying that we're not only under attack as it relates to the cybersecurity posture leading into the midterm elections, but on many other fronts. This report really is about midterm elections. The FBI Director Christopher Wray, the CIA Director Mike Pompeo, the Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, all were offering testimony, worldwide threats. They say that, Russia and China, Iran, pose the greatest threat to this nation's cybersecurity presence. Russia likely to pursue a more aggressive attack with the intent to degrade the election. But this is a continuation of what they always do. You know, we also do it in this country. We call them lobbyists. Their particular case, they're trying to do is create some situations. Now, what has ever happened so far? Votes have ever been affected, according to the investigations, by any...
So to interrupt you, Harley, I've just got to say to my listeners, I don't know what's going on here because we're losing every second word of Harley this morning. There's something wrong with that line. My apologies for that, but we'll stick with Harley because there are two important stories here. My apologies, Harley.
Oh, no problem. Well, this is the landline. I don't understand sometimes.
Yeah.
America's infrastructure is not so great. That's why we're spending so much money on it.
Yeah, all right. The United States under cyber attack. Just tell me the story about the policeman.
Well, I thought this was a wonderful story about the officer himself. He was actually fired because he refused to shoot a man who had a gun. Stephen Mader is the officer. He's a veteran of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's only 27, but he's a pretty sharp cookie and cool under fire. He said he could tell that this man wanted suicide by cop, and he wasn't going to shoot anybody, so he refused to shoot him. Another officer came up, saw him pointing the gun, shot him, and killed him. Turned out the man was holding an unloaded gun.
Yeah, I mean, amazing. Exactly, anyway, he was sacked for not shooting him, and he's got his job back. Good on him. Thank you, Harley.